From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called for a return to civilian rule in Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe has an opportunity to set itself on a new path, one that must include democratic elections and respect for human rights. Ultimately, the people of Zimbabwe must choose.
Tillerson's comments came as the 93-year-old Mugabe made his first public appearance since the military put him under house arrest earlier this week. The military has announced significant progress on talks for his departure and arrested some of his allies. A Belgian judge did not rule on a European arrest warrant issued by Spain against ousted Catalan President Carles Puigdemont, instead setting a December 4th date for the next hearing. Robert Rafael has more.
Madrid issued the warrant for Puigdemont and the four ex-ministers after they fled to Brussels last month and ignored a summons to appear before a Spanish judge, claiming they would not get a fair trial. They face charges of rebellion and sedition for their roles in the region's independence drive.
Spanish authorities had removed Puigdemont and his 13-member cabinet from office for pushing ahead with secession. At least 20 internally displaced persons were killed by a car bomb Friday in Syria, an attack that has been blamed on Islamic State. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Monitor put the death toll at 26, adding that 12 of the victims were children. Syrian state broadcaster Sana said that 30 others were injured at a site where displaced families were relocated in eastern Syria near the city of Deir al-Zor. According to UN figures, 6.3 million Syrians are internally displaced as the country's civil war continues into its seventh year. This is VOA News.